for OHU Mobile.
KG4OHU, K2RCL, how's it going today?
Pretty good, sir. It's starting to feel like summer.
Tell me about it. Humidity's up today. Got a little sweaty out there.
I stopped and bought some lumber to build my wife something, so I suppose I'll be wet right along with you here in a second.
Stopped and bought lumber, you must have stopped at the bank first and got a loan, because as much as that stuff costs nowadays, Lord.
Pretty bad. It's at least double what it used to be, but, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's, if you wanna build it, you gotta pay it now. I'm working on a little project over here in Inman, and, it jumped it up. Materials cost jumped up almost 50% on the whole job. I mean, it's gotten out of hand, really.
Absolutely true, and I just, do it. Little projects around the house, I would just like to know the real reason. I never heard a whole lot of solid explanation as to what the jump is from.
According to the guys down at the Pro Desk at Lowe's that I deal with, they said it's because of the demand jumped up with everybody home during COVID. Everybody was doing home projects, and it depleted the stockpile that was there. And then on top of that, the places were shut down for manufacturing it, which I don't know how much of that I believe, because I got a friend of mine that does logging, and he said that the price of pulpwood and stuff really ain't went up that much. It sure ain't went up enough to offset what it's costing as far as prices go.
I'm not buying the official explanation. Just, you would think, okay, I'll buy that, but, pretty much everybody's been back to normal, at least here, for what, 6 months at least? I don't get it.
I don't either. I got a guy that does grading, and he'll do some lot clearing and stuff, and a lot of times he'll call me and ask me to come drive his tractor trailer for him. I hauled a load over to the wood yard over north of Travers Rest. It's a full load of wood, and it wasn't but like $225 for it. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I thought it'd be way more than that, but that's all we got out of it.
Call sign again. This is KG4OHU.
This is K2RCL, Kilo 2, Romeo Charlie Lima. Name's Russell.
This is Chris. I normally talk on the Spartanburg repeater, but when I'm over this way, I dial you all up and see who's around.
Couple guys here on the 610 repeater off Caesar's Head. It's got a pretty wide coverage area, being that it's about 3,500 feet above up there on the mountain. These guys from over in Inman, Spartanburg area that's on here, Greer, Pickens. We got Patrick out of Penrose, North Carolina, and a couple of others out and about to jump on here. It's pretty steady. Are you still with me, Chris, or did I lose you when I dropped off down in the valley there?
I just crossed into Lawrence County on 385, so I think I'm still getting in pretty good.
You're still getting into the repeater pretty good. If you're on 385, I think you can keep on it for a ways down through there.
Well, it has a repeater on Paris Mount as well, don't they?
There is a repeater up on Paris Mountain, and you got the one up on Caesar's Head. And there's another one that's somewhere down toward the lower part, but I can't for the life of me think of where it's at.
Yeah, the one on Paris Mountain, is that 820?
One on Paris Mountain's 820. I don't have any idea on the other one. I don't think I could hit it, which I hadn't tried from the base of the house, but I couldn't hit it mobile up here in the northern part of Greenville County.
Everything else in ham radio, elevation is king.
No doubt. We live down in a valley at our house, and I really couldn't find a tower I could afford, but I had a 40-foot telephone pole I sunk in the ground out there and put a mast on top of it and mounted my antenna on it, and I can finally get out. I can get up toward Mount Mitchell and hit the Caesar's Head repeater. I hadn't tried any of the others, really. I just got it set up here within the last couple of weeks. been playing with EMR some.
License for a long time, but I keep dropping on and off the air, but I think this time it's stuck. But I'm going to go test for my general on Tuesday, and I'm kind of excited about trying for some HF contacts.
You'll get it. If you've been studying, it shouldn't be no problem. When I took my tech license, my general, and I had been studying some for it, along with my tech, and I went ahead and took it and actually got it. So I've had my general and my tech, or well, I guess what you'd consider my general ticket since about 2018. Been on and off a little bit. I'd like to get into the HF aspect. I just hadn't come up with the fundage to drop on the HF radio yet, but I'm looking. I'll eventually find me one.
Big step with HF. Unfortunately, unlike 2 meters, it's normally not a, you know, a couple $100 investment.
I mean, I've run across a couple of them at pretty good prices. It's just a matter of having the cash in hand at the time to buy it. I usually get gone by the time I get the cash built up. Then something at the house will break. We just had to put an air conditioning unit in, so that took most of the ham radio money out of the jar there. But it is what it is. Eventually, I'll get my extra, but right now, I'm happy with what I got, and I'm going to keep plugging along and learn as much as I can.
I haven't messed around with any of the digital stuff at all yet, but I'm kind of curious with the HF and playing around with antenna designs to see how far out I can get. Something magical about being able to talk to somebody halfway across the country with the only thing in between you and them is air.
Now, and then when you start talking across the big ponds to some of the other people, that just blows my mind when you can do that. We had a hard enough time when I was in the emergency services just to be able to talk line of sight. But here it is, you can get down on HF frequencies and you can talk all over the world, it seems like.
I'm looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. But I did drop a good bit on a nice HF rig, so a while back, even before I had my general, kind of, I guess, inspired me to study and get it done. It's been a long time since I've taken the test.
If anybody needed motivation, buying an HF rig would be enough motivation to get going and get that general ticket for sure.
I've been studying a pretty good bit, and I work in electronics and computer science, so I don't want to be overconfident, but I think I can do it.
If you got your tech and you've been studying, I mean, you shouldn't have no trouble getting your general. But, well, Chris, I am about to destinate here at the house, so I'm going to jump in here and see if I can get a shower and settle in for the afternoon. It was a pleasure talking to you. I enjoyed the conversation, and you're welcome to jump on the 610 repeater anytime you'd like. I'm sure any of the guys on here will talk with you, and I'll say 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
You come back, Russell, 73 to you also, and I just got off 385, so that timing was perfect. Have a good day. KG4 OHU.